Dr. Sheba.
Hello, Angela. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Doing well. Good to have you on here, my friend.
Thanks for the invite.
Yes, well, let me let you all know, girlfriends, this is Girlfriends Chat, another episode. And today I have Dr. Sheba Quinn with me on here. She was with us back at the very beginning, I think maybe like episode 2 of our interviewing time with Girlfriends, a Guide to Homeschooling. But let me let you all know, this woman here, Dr. Sheba Quinn, if you all are not familiar with her, you all need to find and get in contact with her on Facebook. She has more things going on in her life that I don't know any professional that I know have going on with book writing and training and coaching, and the list goes on and on. And to her children, I guess you would call it managing your children and their businesses and that type of thing. Yes. Do you ever rest? Do you ever rest? That's all I have to ask. I mean,
you know, it's tough, but I managed to get, you know, a few hours of sleep and hey, back up at it and doing it again.
I'm telling you, Sheba, the one thing I wanted to jump into this Girlfriends Chat about, and for you all who are not familiar with Girlfriends Chat, this is where we're just digging a little deeper on a specific conversation piece that we had in our interview. And so when I actually interviewed with Dr. Sheba Quinn, we touched very lightly, not even deep at all, with her girls and what they have gone on in their businesses and the importance that I see that Dr. Sheba is making on her social media as far as, you know, getting your kids involved in some kind of business and making that a priority in your schooling and your homeschooling. So, Dr. Sheba, that's what I wanted you to expound on. You know, is this a very important focus for our Black children, particularly, and children generally, and just to make that happen, make it a priority? Just talk to us more about that and give us some education around it.
Right. So my kids have a cake business and they started baking when they're about 3 and 4 years old. Now, of course, I didn't allow them by the stove or by themselves, but they're always in the kitchen with me because my kids are very curious. And so I couldn't leave them in a room by themselves while I was in the kitchen cooking. And so they started early with playing with the pots and pans and pulling things out the cabinet and the fridge and just mixing stuff up. And so, you know, I'm like, okay, y'all got to do something with this. So I taught them how to bake. And then they wanted to sell me the cake. And I'm like, no, it's my food. I'm not buying it.
Cute.
Yes, I'm not buying it. No, I'm not paying you $5. But what I end up doing is that I just introduced it to my Facebook fan base. And it just kind of took off. People were supporting the kids. And it just kept growing. And so, of course, like any child, once they see money coming in off of something that they've done, you know, they want to do more of it. And so that's how their business got started. But luckily for me, during that same time frame, Dr. Boyce Watkins was also talking about the importance of kids having businesses and that type of thing. So I was able to, you know, to hook on to him and just get some of the lessons that he was teaching and all that. And I enrolled my kids in his program. He has a program at the Black Business School for Kids. So I enrolled them in that and let them hear from another perspective. We went through the whole process. I opened up banking accounts with Black banks and just, you know, doing the whole 9 yards. I mean, they have a LLC, of course, is in my name because they're not old enough to pay taxes. But, you know, they are the CEOs of their business and I am their manager. And it gets tough. It gets tough because, you know, they're young, but by the same token, they're anxious to learn. And so we try to make it a priority every week. We try to sit down and have a business meeting on Mondays. We talk about marketing. We talk about branding. We talk about recipes, all that. I mean, you guys don't get to see everything that we're doing because I will be on social media 24/7. There's a lot that goes. Is trying to help them develop their brand. And the good part about it is that when we go out to places, they actually pick up on what other businesses is doing or is not doing correctly and how they could do it in their business or how they should avoid doing some of those things in their business. So it works.
That is beautiful. And tell us the ages of your girls.
Right now, there are 6 and 7. So we've been at this that about is just, 4 years.
Yeah, that is just, I mean, so impressive, very impressive. And number one, making it a priority for you, because you yourself in your own right have a lot of things going on in your businesses and teaching and classes. I mean, Dr. Shiva, every time I see you with something new coming, I'm like, dang, she's doing something again, something else. What in the heck? I think 1 week I saw like four things you're doing. Like, what in the world? How did you do this?
You know, I'm and, very versatile. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm like, yeah, if I know something, why am I holding on to this knowledge? Give it to someone that can use it, because I can't use everything that I know. So let somebody else work it and make it, you know, happen for them. And that's just the way I kind of view things. So if I know something that can help somebody, I'm like, okay, well then let's do it. Let's invite some other people on. They might want to do it too.
Yeah. And you're making it happen and you're giving it away. And even when you're battling your own health things, I saw that and I thought, wow, this woman is like, I don't know, Phoenix, the icon. I don't know what you're made out of, Dr. Shiva. I'm blown away, but I applaud you loudly because you're making it happen and making it happen, not just for you and yours, but for others too. So that's huge. So if a, you know, a family are wanting to get this started, an idea for their kids, what would be some basic, simple steps to say, you know, to get them started, to help them maintain it and let it be a part of their, you know, their life and their family?
Right. Well, I would say that YouTube is still king. You know, kids love watching YouTube and they love, you know, seeing things on YouTube and trying to recreate it themselves. And even now, my kids, they still see YouTube and like, oh, my goodness, can we try this cake? But I know right about now, a lot of kids are into the bath bombs and the soaps and lotions and all that. And I would just say, ask your children what they want to do. And just carve one day out of your week, maybe an hour to just, you know, talk about the business aspect of it. If you really want your child to go far, I would say really consider, you know, getting them a EIN, employment identification number. Of course, it'd have to be in your name if your child is not old enough. And then the business plan. I think the business plan is very important, even for young kids, because they have to actually see what goes into a business. And I'm not talking about, you know, your 30-page plan, like you are finna go out here and have the next big empire. You know, I'm just talking about like a 1-page plan to kind of get you going. Have them have a goal. Why do they want to make money? I know for my kids last year, their goal was to raise money to go to Disney World. And they raised about $5,000 and sponsored our family vacation to Disney World. They butt off for it, but it happened. I mean, we were at vendor events and selling on Facebook and calling every auntie and uncle and selling to them on a continuous basis, you know. And get the family involved in supporting your kids, because you have to tell people how to support you, I believe. Because, of course, at birthdays, everybody wants to give you the latest and greatest toy. And it's like, no, how about you buy some cake? How about you buy some soap? How about you invest in this? You know, because kids want to see that money. That's how they are encouraged to keep going, is when they see the money coming in. And on the other end of that, now we're having a big discussion about what do we do with this money? You know, we're talking about savings and investing and given to charity and all that. So as they grow, the conversations kind of change, you know, becomes more strategic in what we're going to do with our finances. But in the beginning, just let them make money at something, selling jewelry, anything.
So tell us where we can find what your girls are doing. I know you they have a few different platforms so that the support can come on, keep going for you.
Yes. So they're all over social media at Ziggy and Tootie. That is their brand. They bake cakes, and they also have the YouTube channel, and it's Ziggy and Tootie as well. Their website is being revamped because they're bringing out new recipes, but it is Ziggy and Tootie as well. And so, so they're everywhere as Ziggy and Tootie.
And then you look for the mama, Dr. Shiva Quinn. Yep. She's everywhere too. Yep. Everywhere on Facebook.
Dr. Shiva Quinn. We try to keep it simple. Life has to be simple, right?
Simple. Wow. Okay. That's simple. You're making it happen. And again, I'm rooting for you, and I'm so glad to have connected with you Dr. Sheba Quinn and our, you know, little small connection that we do have. I'm grateful to connect with you. I don't know how I came across you, but I did.
I'm
So,
glad to have met you too. I love the show. I love what you're doing. And believe it or not, I listen to an episode almost every day on the treadmill or in the middle of the night when I can't sleep or when I'm up working. Hey, I'm like, let's see what's going on Girlfriends. Let's see who's next.
All right. Well, we got another one tonight, and that's coming up. But Dr. Sheba Quinn, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule away from your girls and all you all have going on. Girlfriends, get connected and stay in tune with what's going on, and take to heart what Dr. Sheba Quinn said about, you know, getting your kids and find out what their likes are and getting them connected into their own venture, business venture. And, you know, I had to think about that because I have 8 kids, but of 8, I have 3 that are grown. And so now I'm thinking, how do I do that across the board for 5? Do I do that individually? Do I do that collectively? So now you've given me some things to think about, very much so. So, but thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Until next time, y'all take care. Take care, Dr. Sheba Quinn. I appreciate you.
Okay. Thanks, Leigh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.